A single note would be like, you know, a do would be et toi. That's an odd number, isn't it? So, okay, so think of that. A pattern of one or two or three. Okay, pattern of one is quite easy. Where are you on the neck? How big are the frets? What's the reach you're trying to have? So you might be 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1. Let's think of a real simple kind of pentatonic kind of shape. Or it might be 1, 4. What would happen if you want to play at two notes? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you start with your first finger, it's sending you back this way, right? But if you start with your second finger, it's sending you this way, right? So, if you're going to go da 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 da, you might think, okay, 2, 1, 2, 3. I think 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 2, 1, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. They're both okay. So you should learn both of them, right? Now, what if you're going as a scale kind of shape? You might think, okay, 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 2. Next one's going to be coming back this way, right? So rather than maybe 4, 3, you're going this way, you might go 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4. That puts you back in this direction. Where am I going on the neck?
Yes.
So that's very important for your fingering. And also, what's the rhythm you're trying to play? If we all do this, and it's all useful, but the reality is, this is much cleaner and smoother. And just like a drummer, you should practice riffs.